South Koreans today are marking the deaths 1 year ago of two 14-year-old schoolgirls. They were killed when a 50-ton U.S. armored vehicle struck them on a roadway north of Seoul. The American soldiers involved in the incident were acquitted last November of wrongdoing, prompting tens of thousands of South Koreans to protest against the presence of U.S. forces in the country. Duwali Saikautau reports.
Last week, the U.S. announced they were pulling U.S. troops back from the front lines near the demilitarized zone and consolidating its base in the Korean capital. The changes come at a time when anti-U.S. sentiment is high, especially on the anniversary of the accidental deaths of Shin Hyo-sun and Shim Mi-sun. Reverend Hong Kun-soo is chairperson of the Pan-Korean Committee to Remember the Two Middle School Girls. His committee operates a website called Anti-Migoon, which literally means anti-American.
American people, I really like them. They're actually closer than my own blood relatives. But the authority of the United States is different.
Reverend Hong says the source of his and many other Koreans' concerns have to do with the SOFA, the Status of Forces Agreement between the U.S. and South Korea, which Hong says protects American military personnel.
In a word, we think that it's slavery agreements between the United States and Korea. If you live in Rome, you have to observe all the laws in Rome. But United States GIs enjoying the American style, that's unfair because they are in the Korean soil.
His committee is demanding a sincere, direct apology from President Bush, among other things.
President Bush, who is the commander of the all United States forces, should apologize to the people of Korea because of that incident.
There have been apologies on behalf of Mr. Bush. When U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz came to Seoul earlier this month, he apologized to the Korean people at a news conference announcing new safety measures to prevent accidents like the one that killed the schoolgirls last year.
I join with other Americans, including President Bush and Secretary Rumsfeld, in offering my deepest apologies to the families of these two girls. I assure you, the U.S. military has not forgotten these two beautiful young girls.
This week, the commander of U.S. forces in South Korea, General Leon Laporte, announced his troops would commemorate the anniversary of the girls' deaths with services at U.S. headquarters in Seoul and 17 other bases around the country. But activists like Kim Jong-il, who coincidentally has the same name as North Korea's leader, says this isn't enough. He says the history of crimes by American GIs is long and the Status of Forces Agreement continues to be unfair.
지금까지 many incidents of servicemen attacking women, prostitutes. That's a very prevalent crime.
Kim says the deaths of Hyo-sun and Mi-sun will be remembered long after this anniversary. Like many others, he believes the girls' deaths have become a symbol for change in South Korea, a time for Korea to become more independent and more critical of U.S. policies on the peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Saikautau.